The dawn is breaking. Imagine that we spy about 20 Russian ships on the horizon. We are near the island of Högland in the Gulf of Finland. The Swedish Navy is preparing for battle. But how did the navies find each other on the endless sea? Well, naturally, they had instruments to help them. The compass was used to maintain course, and a chip log was used to measure speed. The log was a triangular piece of wood attached to a line with knots tied in it. The navigator started by determining the position by taking the bearings of a few known landmarks along a coast. When the ship sailed out to sea, sailors used the compass to keep careful track of the course and the log to track the speed. The log was dropped into the water over the stern of the ship and the line was run out. After 15 or 30 seconds, the line was stopped and the number of knot markings that had passed over the stern were counted. Then the navigator could figure out how much distance had been covered to arrive at the ship's position. This is called dead reckoning. Keeping track of the ship's position was important. Vessels sent ahead to reconnoiter had to be able to find their way back, and if they should report that they'd sighted the enemy, it was vital that they could also say what course the enemy was keeping and where they were at a certain point in time. In fair weather, the navigator could check his reckoning by using an octant to measure the altitude of the sun or the altitude of the stars above the horizon. Checking the course and speed was the job of the mates on board the ship. They entered the results of their calculations in a logbook every half hour. Navigating was a difficult task that few were able to do.